On the farm, every moment matters. At Lely, we've been making farmers' lives easier since 1948 with smart and trusted agricultural solutions that bring automation, innovation, and sustainability to dairy farmers around the world. From milking robots and feeding systems to expert support and farm management tools, we help farmers work smarter, not harder, boosting productivity and animal welfare while protecting the planet. We're Lely with our North American headquarters in Pella, and we're proud to be part of the community.
Now the front page of today's Lely Radio Sports page on the one to count on for today's local sports, 92.1 KRLS.
I'm Derek Cardwell, and on today's Lely Radio Sports page, two members of the Knoxville boys golf team, as the Panthers have advanced out of the sectional held at Pine Knolls Country Club, and they're headed to Atlantic. Grant Gertis and Brady Rosaboom. And guys, congratulations. One step accomplished. Grant, you were medalist overall. How'd it feel out there? Kind of windy in the course.
Yeah, the weather was good, but there was a lot of wind, so you had to play with the wind, or this golf course can bite you if you put yourself in the bad spots.
They were talking about 7 and really sometimes fooling some of the golfers, not just Knoxville but everybody, how high you had to get the ball off. How challenging was 7 when you had to, get it down there?
Yeah, it was I was between clubs both times. I luckily hit the green, but it was definitely a mental challenge of how far do you need to hit this ball just to keep it in a good spot.
Brady, what about you? You struggled your front nine, but boy, you came back with a vengeance in the back nine. What was working that maybe wasn't on the front nine earlier?
Front nine, I really didn't play that bad. Putts weren't dropping, and kind of got unlucky on a couple tee shots that I just was behind a couple trees. So front nine, I didn't play great, but I knew I wasn't playing that bad, so I knew I could try to get at least, I was thinking to shoot 1 to 2 on the back and try to get a couple back, but went in my favor and got all four back, so finished even, which can't complain about it.
And, sometimes a score doesn't really reflect how poorly or good you played. What kind of things, do you look for when maybe, the putter's not working or the driver's not working? What kind of goes through your mind? Like, okay, I got to do well in this area.
Yeah, normally when I'm playing, like, you play for yourself, but you're also playing for your team. And right now this is – the team, like, we want to advance as a team, so when you hit a bad shot, you just got to think, like, how can I make the best the next shot a better shot to give myself a chance to keep the scores low and not take a double and just take medicine, take a bogey. So after just hitting a bad shot, if the club's not working that day, you just try to figure it out, but also just keep playing your game. Putts start dropping. The front nine, I think I lipped out 5 putts. I knew my putter was there, but just wasn't falling the front nine, and the back nine putts started falling. So you just got to keep playing and trust yourself, trust your preparation for the meet.
And that's what Coach was talking to you guys about after the meet, talking to Grant Gertis and Brady Rosaboom, members of the Knoxville boys golf team. Grant, how important is it to stay mentally in it? Because it seems like every stroke is going to matter at some point.
Yeah, golf's one of those sports that every shot counts, and if you're away from your task, you could ruin your whole team, because it truly is mentally challenging for 18 holes, and you have to keep your focus at all times.
Brady, what about you? It's how important is the if you're out there and you miss a putt, not to get overly frustrated, but know, okay, these are important anyway.
Yeah, I definitely get mad after I miss a putt, but kind of just have to take a deep breath and just go on to the next shot. You can't dwell on your past shots. Normally I have until I get to the next shot to think about my last shot if I'm mad. Or even if it was a really good shot, I have to drain it. I have to get to the next shot. I have to think how to make this shot well. So, you just got to play. You just got to try to keep your scores lower, and that's what happened today.
What kind of things are you going to work on between now and Monday when you go over to Atlantic to play in the district?
Everything, short game, iron shots, wedges, driver, everything needs to be worked on, because when you have more pressure on yourself, your swing is going to change. So if you're more developed and you understand your swing more, when you're in pressure, you'll have more confidence over the ball.
Brady, what about you? What's you know, a couple things you focus on for the next few days before you head to Atlantic?
Yeah, I mean, kind of what he said, just continue to hit shots with every club. Get those better, get those more dialed in, trust yourself more. But mainly, like, I'll more focus on, like, 40 to 65-yard shots. That's been my struggle the past couple weeks, to put those pretty close for better birdie chances. So do that and just putt more and just try to keep getting confidence.
You know, we talk about, you know, things you need to work on, but 290 in this wind at a, you know, not an easy course at Pine Knolls. I mean, you guys have played here a lot. And then you went, what, 286 at Edmondson for the conference. How are you guys getting those scores? I mean, that those two are pretty not too easy courses to play on.
Yeah, I think it's just the mental, like, I know where I need to hit this shot, and then the practice of hitting that shot over and over again. So, the confidence of having, like, I can hit this shot and then doing it, that helps. And it also helps keeping your score low when you hit your shots in the right spots. You know, some bad spots out here will leave you with a high score. And if you can eliminate that high score, it helps you out in the long run.
Brady, what's, you know, last couple of meets, you know, under 300, which that's a solid score anywhere that that you play.
Yeah, I mean, team's playing great. Me and Grant have been Grant's been playing great golf. And I've been pretty steady where I have been. So, I mean, team's been playing great. We, 1 through 6, we have guys that can always shoot low. So it's just nice. I mean, we just play a lot. I mean, we play a lot of golf. We can continue to just work on things even when you play well. Like Grant shot 3 under at conference, but he continued to work and try to get better than that. And we're really never satisfied with what we shoot. We think, I mean, we always know we'll come in here and shot 290 today, but we were talking and we probably left so many shots out there that we could have back and shot lower. So, I mean, just continuing to work on things and try to get better and never be satisfied for what we do.
She now shifts to Atlantic on Monday. You played there already once this year, and, listening to Coach, it's like, was it your best day? So, you know, you got the confidence that you can shoot a lot better. Tell us about the Atlantic course. What's it about? What do you got to focus on to get a good score?
Yeah, Atlantic's a short, tricky golf course. You know, if you pull out the driver, you better know that it's going down the middle, or you could take some big scores. Last time, I didn't play my best stuff. Driver was a little left and right. But, if I'm just keeping the ball in the fairway and putting it on the green, giving myself chances, I know that I'll make them eventually, and I will contribute a low score to the team.
What's your thoughts on Atlantic as you head down there for the second time this season?
Yeah, I mean, I love the course personally. I played their districts my sophomore year, and then I played a couple of tournaments there too. So I've always played well there. I like the course. It's kind of like this. I mean, you can hit driver, but at the same time, you can get in trouble a lot. So you just have to hit the ball straight and just, I mean, self-belief, kind of what we talk about all the time, is just believing and just hitting. If your irons are on, you should be pretty good. I mean, if you're off the tee in the middle of the fairway, it's a big emphasis for sure. So just should be a good time, and some good teams there, so it should be fun.
What would it mean for you guys to make a sixth consecutive state tournament appearance? And for the seniors, it's 4 in a row. Not many kids in the state can say they went to 4 state tournaments in a row in the same sport.
Yeah, it means a lot. I wasn't on varsity my freshman sophomore year, but we still got the job done last year, so we have full belief that we can do it again. You know, we're trying to win the tournament. You know, we're not trying to settle for second or third. We want to go to win, and we want to show why we can prove ourselves at the state tournament.
Brady, what about you? You would be that 4 in a row. I've discussed with you a couple times in the off season, and your eyes just kind of light up like, wow, that would be cool.
Yeah, I mean, I was freshman year was a great run. We got second. But, yeah, it would be 4 straight for me. It would be awesome. But thing is, we've done it 5 straight years, but it's really not that easy. We spend countless hours out here. We off season, we're always swinging. It's just something, a sport that you just have to continue to play and continue to get better. So, you know, it would be awesome to do it. It would be dream come true for sure. But we want to go and we want to compete at the state tournament, though, if we make it. We don't want to just go and be satisfied with going. We want to go and compete. So, you know, just never be satisfied, kind of what I've said earlier, but just go and hopefully play well at districts, and then it'd be cool.
All right, guys, best of luck to you on Monday, and hopefully we'll be talking about a state tournament trip.
Yeah, thank you.
That's Grant Gertis and Brady Rosenboom, Knoxville Boys Golf Team, on the Today's Lady Radio Sports page on KNIA KLS.
The center page of Today's Lady Radio Sports page is brought to you by Hearthstone.
Back here on Today's Lady Radio Sports page, we're joined now by juniors for the Pella Christian Boys Soccer Team, Silas Shelker, Elias Keegan, and Finn Sprunk. And Silas, going to start off with you. It's been a really strong season for the Eagles here as you're nearing postseason play. Just overall, your kind of thoughts on how things have gone and how the Eagles have been able to almost get better this season as well from previous years.
Yeah, I think what it comes down to is we all love the game. We all love God, and we all love each other. And I think our team chemistry this year is off the charts. I think that's why we're so good, because we all have a great time together.
It's a great way to look at it. And Elias, from the offensive side of things, you're a little bit more on the offensive end between the three of you guys. And what's kind of been the big difference between this year and maybe the years past that has allowed this team to really find a little bit more of that well-rounded success rather than maybe some of the reliance on just a few goal scorers?
Absolutely. I think you kind of touched on it there. We didn't have so much of a defining piece like we had Theo Hugen and Ethan Van Arendonk, you know, last year, who were really talented for us. And losing those guys has kind of forced our offensive half to just work together, you know, more cohesively, you know, and try and score as a unit, try and make each other play better, and set each other up for success. So just to echo Silas, I think that chemistry has been a huge part of what we've been able to do so far in this season.
Absolutely. And Finn, you're primarily defense, but you do a little bit of both because you are a big part of a lot of throw-ins that lead to a lot of goals as well. What's kind of been the big difference you've seen from both ends of the field that's really kind of allowed this team to find kind of that next level within themselves?
Yeah, I think kind of what Silas said about working together, communication. I think this year we all have fun during practice, and that definitely transitions back into games. You know, talking to Silas, you know, like switch or the long throw in. You know, letting my guys know where we need to go. We're talking to each other. Having Dallas back in goal helps us to keep us situated and cool and collected.
Absolutely. And Silas, go back to you here. I mean, this team, all three of you alluded to the bond, and I know even talking to the seniors a couple weeks ago, they mentioned the bond within this unit as well. And I find that as something that can be a little bit of a challenge, right, because the spring is so quick-natured and not everyone necessarily lines up on all the same sports or activities within the high school as well. What has allowed you guys to really strengthen that bond here in a short amount of time in the spring?
Yeah, I think all of us just having a good time together and all the time we spend together. Like, we obviously spend time together at practices and games, but also other things like the bus rides. Like, we're all talking to each other in community rather than just on our phones. And about after every game, we go out to eat together and just different things like that that just build us in community together.
Absolutely. And Elias, when we talk about this team, you kind of alluded to the fact that there is not really that defining offensive member or defensive member this year. It's all kind of by committee as well. And how has that bond really kind of helped with that situation as well, just kind of helping define this team as one of those teams that is more well-rounded and not reliant on maybe a handful of guys to get the job done?
Certainly. Well, there definitely wasn't any ego last year. I would not accuse any of those graduated seniors of that. But I think that's been a huge part. It's just a really humble squad. They love spending time with each other, like Silas mentioned. At school, in the hallways, you know, these guys are talking to each other. At practice, we're having a good time. On the field, we're communicating. You know, after games, we're going out to eat, and we're spending time with each other that way. So, I mean, we enjoy our company. And I think just the fact that we've been able to stay really humble as a squad and everybody just understanding that the team is bigger than themselves just really makes for a cohesive offense.
Yeah, absolutely. And Finn, too, when we talk about this, we kind of alluded to the fact that you kind of play a little bit on both ends, primarily on the defensive side of things as well. But when you talk about just the cohesiveness of this group, that's one thing I've noticed in even watching the matches is just that communication on the field feels really tight. And even when there might be frustrating moments, it doesn't necessarily allow this team to get down. What's kind of your take on the way that that bond helps even in some of those tough matches, knowing that you're going to be playing in a lot of those throughout Little Hawkeye Conference play?
Yeah, I think going into it, talking together, I think everybody supports each other no matter what. You know, we go down a goal against Indianola, and then we came back, tied them 2-2. And I think just our ability to bounce back, not only just like individually, just as a team together, you know, telling people to pick their heads up. Someone messes up, pick them up. And I think that the underclassmen even has done a great job of stepping up into more leading positions even. Especially after a lot of seniors left last year. So I think all of us stepping up and working together as a team has really helped us on the field. Yeah.
Absolutely. And now I'll just kind of run through here as we're talking to Pella Christian Boys Soccer Juniors, Silas Shelker, Elias Keegan, and Finn Sprunk. And Silas, I'll start with you. You guys earned that top seed in district play, which I know has to be a really good feeling to be able to host districts all the way throughout there. Now you kind of have to await that winter. What's kind of the mindset as you have one more match of the regular season and are starting to make that push towards postseason action?
Right now we're focusing on Van Meter. Like, we got one more game left. We got to focus on that. And then after that, we got to stay active because we got, about a week and a half with no game. And coach talked about that, like, we just got to make sure we keep our competitive nature high as we await that game.
Absolutely. And Elias, kind of along those same lines too, like Silas is talking about, there was something in this Van Meter game that you guys can really work on to make sure that that is just a little bit more defined as you get ready for those postseason matches.
I think we know who we want to play as and what we do well. So I think we're just going to keep playing our game. I don't know that there's a certain aspect of our game that we want to disproportionately get better at. But I think we'll just continue to move the ball, play unselfishly, make good runs, communicate. And I think Van Meter is it's a good opponent. It's a team that we might have to beat, you know, even to advance later on. So we're excited for Friday.
Absolutely. And Finn, too, as we talk about it with the end of the season kind of getting closer, right, as we get towards postseason play, it's one of those times of the year where everyone's really at full attention, right, because it's winter going home as well. As you guys get ready for Friday, what are some of the things that – this group is going to utilize on Friday, knowing that there is that extended downtime before that next match, to make sure that they are ready to go?
I think we got to keep doing what we're doing with each other to stay humble, communicate well, and stay positive. I think that's a big thing. Yeah, this game does not matter to our postseason, but I think if we can win this game, that'd be a huge positive for us. And even if we don't, we shouldn't let that get to our heads and keep us down for postseason.
Absolutely. Again, that's Silas Shelker, Elias Keegan, and Finn Sprunk of the Pella Christian Boys Soccer Team here on today's Lely Radio Sports Page.
Now the back page of today's Lely Radio Sports Page, brought to you by Central College. Help your student plan a visit by going to central.edu/visit.
Here on today's Lely Radio Sports Page for a Let's Get to Know You segment with Pleasantville senior track and field athlete Ethan Kane. Ethan, let's just start off our conversation. Besides track and field, what else do you participate in here at Pleasantville?
I participated in football, and that's about it for extracurriculars.
It kind of goes without saying, but is track kind of your go-to sport?
Yeah, it's kind of my main focus right now.
You know, your senior plans for after high school?
I'm committed to Indian Hills right now, four track, sprints, obviously. That's my plan. I'm not sure what I want to study yet.
And all your time in high school, favorite sports memory so far?
I'm going to have to say on a suburban ride back from state track sophomore year. I can't go too into depth on it, but if you know, you know.
your time from kindergarten until now, all-time favorite teacher?
That's a good question. I'm going to have to go with my first grade teacher, Miss Binet. It was just a fun class, didn't really do anything. I mean, it was first grade, but definitely my favorite class.
Your favorite food of all time?
Ooh. I'm just going to have to go with pizza. Pizza's my go-to. Gas station.
Favorite topping?
Pepperoni.
Pepperoni, all right.
Pepperoni.
So just Casey's pepperoni is good with you?
Yeah, if I go to Casey's, that's just what I'm going to grab if I'm hungry.
Favorite movie?
War Dogs.
That's a good one.
It is.
How do you enjoy spending your free time, like when you're not doing track or school, or do you have a hobby?
I play a lot of video games, just my free time. I don't know if I'd consider working out my free time, but I enjoy working out. You know, just go out, hang out with my friends. It's pretty much the basics.
Favorite board game or card game you like to play?
This one's a little older, Trouble.
That's a good one. Trouble. I haven't played that in forever.
Yeah, it's a little old.
Best trip or vacation you've ever been on?
I'm going to have to say recently, New Balance Nationals, definitely. Go up to Boston. A lot of history, just fun activities.
What's a bucket list place you've never been to you'd love to go to someday?
I'm going to have to say Greece.
Why Greece?
It just, you know, it's like one of those places that you just hear all about, the scenery and all that, you know.
Favorite flavor of ice cream?
Vanilla.
Just straight up vanilla?
Straight up vanilla.
What's your favorite spot to go for ice cream?
Cone Corner's pretty good.
That is good. I live in Knoxville. That's great. Any favorite college or professional sports teams?
I don't watch too much, but I'm going to have to go with my hometown, Seattle Seahawks.
Okay.
Seattle Seahawks.
Super Bowl champs.
Yes, sir.
Favorite type of music you like to listen to or favorite artist?
I listen to a lot of music, every genre. I'm going to have to go with 3 Days Grace.
That's a good one. Any pets?
Not anymore, no.
Not anymore. If you could spend one day with a famous person, dead or alive, who would it be?
Oh boy. I'm gonna have to go with, honestly, I'm gonna have to go with Trump.
That's an interesting choice.
Trump hit like front nine golf course.
Front nine with Trump.
Front nine with Trump.
Favorite annual tradition, maybe something you do once a year with your family in the summertime or the holidays?
It's kind of a tradition. Just a lot of people don't do it anymore. Pumpkin patch.
That's always
still
fun.
Still go to the pumpkin patch. It's just fun.
I can respect that. If you could eat only one type of sandwich the rest of your life, what would it be?
PB&J.
Just straight up PB&J.
PB&J.
Go-to candy.
Oh, yeah. I'm about to just say peach rings.
Peach rings.
Peach rings.
Favorite season and why?
I like the winter because of the snow, but nothing beats summertime. Nice outside, go swim, go do anything. That's it. Summer.
Do you prefer to be up early or stay up late?
Stay up late.
Okay.
I like just doing stuff in the dark outside.
Well, Ethan, my last question for you is, what are you most looking forward to in your senior track and field season?
Well, hopefully breaking the 200 and 100 record here soon.
That's Pleasantville's Ethan King joining us on today's Lely Radio Sports Page. Thank you.
That was today's back page on today's Lely Radio Sports Page, brought to you by Central College. Help your student plan a visit by going to central.edu/visit.